Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the Voice of Destiny Show with your host, Dr. Daniel Hopp, where kingdom information and revelation is power to be, do, and have everything God is destined for you. For more information about Voice of Destiny or to order copies of today's show, visit our website at voiceofdestiny.org. That's voiceofdestiny.org. And become a fan on Facebook or follow us on Twitter under the name of The VOD Show.
Praise the Lord, brothers and sisters. Welcome to the Voice of Destiny Show. Today is a great day because this is a day that our Abba Father has uniquely made for us. We are here doing a special series of the Voice of Destiny Show to bring encouragement and prophetic strategy to those that are under the crisis that's in the globe called COVID-19. Many times we as people of God and we as humans do not understand the earth operates under a cycle of times and seasons. And there is a time and a season for everything. And as we reach these unusual seasons that many of us are facing in these days right now, we really need to understand what God understands and what God means by what he's allowing. The Bible tells us to believe in God, you will be established. Obey the prophets and you shall prosper. And so today, to strengthen your faith in God, we have come to bring the word of the Lord to you so your faith in God will grow and that you will believe and trust that what he says is so. But we've also gathered together the prophets to have a conversation, a mature conversation about what it is that God's doing in our very midst, even in times like this. Joining me as my co-host today is Ella Coleman, a distinguished communicator and prophetic voice and author and publisher, entrepreneur, who really has had some experience walking through times of trials, testings, and turbulences, and still has an incredible perspective about God's authority in times like these. Ella Coleman is one of the co-hosts of Destiny, The Other Side of Blue, an epistle that God brought to put together through the work of about 15 authors who shared a mission of creating something, a book, that will allow people to discover some powerful secrets to managing what appears to be reroutes to your destiny that are actually opportunities disguised as crises. And right now, at the time of this recording, all over the planet and every nation, over 150-plus nations, people groups are experiencing a health attack that's touching every element of society. And so I've asked Ella Coleman to join me today, and let's talk about what this all means in the context of purpose and vision. I really want us to understand what the function of vision in times like this. And so, Ella Coleman, welcome to the Voice of Destiny Show, and thank you for bringing your insight. I want to start off by
for having me on today.
Yeah, I'm glad to have you. But I wonder if you could share with us how would you define vision in times like this? You know, what's the difference between purpose, vision, and dreams in times like this? We need all of them to not only survive.
Well, you have to remember that because times change and everything doesn't mean that purpose and all that actually changes. We are still, you know, who we are, and God put us here for what he wanted us to do here. And so when we think about purpose, we're talking about something that's foundational. It is the original intent as to why God made you. He made you for a purpose. He put you here for a purpose. So purpose is a foundation. It is like the foundation of a building, or of even a plant. You know, it is like the soil, the ground from which everything else grows. And then vision is basically when you see that purpose. In order to actually go through purpose, navigate purpose, because purpose is not static. It's not still, it is actually a dynamic thing that moves. It has life. It grows with you. It moves with you throughout life. And so it's not just, here's the purpose over here on the shelf. No, the purpose is moving with you and it's growing with you. Everything in the kingdom of God is moving, growing, it's dynamic. And so purpose, vision is when you see. When you see your purpose, when you see what you're supposed to do, when you look and you see who you are. And passion is when you pursue it, because you can actually have it, you can see it, and you still may not pursue it. And so we want people to understand that you have a very important role in making sure that you are doing what God put you here to do by pursuing that vision, living that purpose, and pursuing it with passion, meaning that you're not just saying, well, you know, running from it. Sometimes people will find out something and they run from it. And why is that? It's mainly because of fear, because to fulfill your purpose, it's not always, you know, everybody wants everything to feel good, but it's not necessarily a feel-good thing. What it is, it is a meaningful act. It's a meaningful experience. That's what it is, and it doesn't have to feel good. You know, when Jesus was talking to Peter, you know, Peter didn't want Jesus to go to the cross, but he was letting them know that, you know, the time is coming right now and they're getting ready to have the Last Supper. And, you know, Jesus is letting them know, you know, for this purpose I came. He came that he would be crucified. And, yeah, that sounds a bit rough, but you know what? He also rose again. And so the vision that God has for you is much greater than any kind of turmoil that you're going through right now, any kind of fear that you're going through right now. He already knew this. He knows the end before the beginning. And so he knew, and he knows every day that you will live, you will not leave here one day before your time. Why? Because it cannot happen. And so I want you to rest in who you are, who God made you to be. I want you to begin to trust in him, because there is nothing, you know, even the coronavirus, COVID-19, it is nothing new. God already knew what would happen, you know, and he already knew what his purpose is. He has a purpose even in this. And so we want to know, you know, what is God saying? Why do we need to stay home? You know, why do we need to be still? There's a reason for it. And so we need to be praying and seeking those answers now.
So purpose is always constant. You know, it's always constant. Vision has to adapt, but purpose is going to be what it was originally intended to be. Even though with the incredible gift of vision, we all have to learn to adapt with vision. But purpose is a very constant thing that we have. Many are the plans of man, the scripture says, but it's the purpose of God that will always prevail. And so we were asking for clarity, because at times like now, people need to look back to what was God's intent. It brings clarity. It brings order. It brings dominion to whatever's going on in our environment. But we do need the vehicle of vision. Without it, the Bible says that we perish. Can you define, now that we know that purpose is the very original intent that God had for us, and God had for us to carry out a mission, but what is vision? Help us to understand that when we are in times like this testing our purpose, what is the functionality of having that inspired view of what things should be or could be when it seems like what's around us is contrary to what we understand to be purpose?
Right. I think more than anything, when you're talking about vision, you're talking about inspiration. You're talking about activity. You're talking about a deep desire to take what you've been given and to actually do something with it. Vision enables you to move forward, not in any direction, but in a specific direction with a specific end in mind. And when people do not have that vision, yes, they vacillate, they cast off restraint. That's what it says in Proverbs 29:18. They cast off restraint, meaning that the parameters go in every different direction. In other words, your parameters need to be clear. You need to have, you know, you're not going to go too far to the right or to the left. You're going a narrow path that you can follow and that is defined and clear. Yes, you may not know every detail, you know, because we don't know necessarily every detail in this life. And even if we think we know it, we find out that life will throw you a curveball. Okay, and so a vision, you can get around the curveballs. You can get around the obstacles. Why? Because you have something that you're moving toward. You have something that's burning in your heart, a desire. You have something that you know you need to fulfill. You have people that you want to touch. You know that God has put you here to touch people. You know God has put you here for a message, that he has put you here for a specific purpose, and he's designed you for that. And you have that bottled up inside of you. It's been in you since before even you were formed in your mother's womb. He knew you, and he already had this desire. Some of it is each person is different. So that burning desire for me might be even in communications. I have always desired to communicate and always desired to be able to make a difference in that area. And so, you know, God gives you those kinds of things to fulfill that. For me, it was fulfilling, you know, in being a journalist and writing and publishing and, you know, doing radio shows. All of this in media was something that I really had a burning desire for. But it wasn't just that, it was also prophetic. And so everyone should have a voice in one way or another, because you can use your hands and be a craftsperson and still have a voice. You can be an artist and have a voice by what you paint, what you draw, you know, so it can be expressed in many ways. But that vision is what keeps you on course. Without it,
well, many times people don't realize how I sent you this principle of vision is in their life. It becomes the very a point of reference that you have in navigating your why that God has given you for life. It is really, vision is really, in my opinion, the fundamental application of the purpose, the intended thing that God has for you. So can you tell us, Ella, what is the connection that our vision has with who we are, how God has shaped us, how God has made us? What relationship does vision actually have with our very charisma that God gives us to be, do, and have in the earth? Because a lot of times people don't feel like they have it, but I can see people's vision. I can smell the aroma of people's vision with the kind of work that I do. I see the person's vision even before I see them. So talk to us about what is this relationship that vision has with who we are, who God made us to be, how he wired us.
Well, you know, vision is definitely linked with identity. Vision is linked with who you are, because your vision is going to be compatible with who you are. God is not going to cause someone sometimes even the way you are made and your size is linked with your vision. I'm not meant to be a bodyguard. Mm-hmm. Okay, I know that. Okay, I don't have to try to figure that out. Okay, but I mean, there are people who are meant to be like, you know, insecurity, to be bodyguards, to be Secret Service agents. There are people that are meant to be teachers and doctors and lawyers. There are people that's meant to be so many different things, business persons or scientists. And so whatever that is, there's going to be a stirring within that will cause you, even when you are trying to figure out what you're going to do or what courses you're going to take, what on that you know, syllabus, what it really means, you know, when you go to college, you're going to be steered toward something that is going to be more of a desire for you. Will it be public relations? Will it be agriculture? Those desires come up as to what we're interested in. So it's linked to your identity, and it comes in the form of interest. And, you know, it is something that a lot of times we don't even do intentionally, but we do it. There's something inside that stirs. But there are five There are five self-discovery questions that I think are prerequisite for when you're trying to figure out your vision and purpose. Because a lot of people still are clueless, and you don't have to be, because you do have to seek God for this. But, you know, ask yourself, you know, who am I? That is going to be an identity question. Where am I from? That's your origin. Mm-hmm. You're from God, believe it or not. You are from God. You're not from New York or from... You are actually from God. Okay, why am I here? That's your purpose. Why? Purpose is the big why, okay? And how do I do what I am here to do? You know, we can kind of know about it, but then it's still kind of like a puzzle as to how can I do it? You know, how can I actually activate it? And then where am I going? What is my destiny? You know, for me, my destiny is not only what I do here on earth, but it's an eternal destiny. God has given us not only a here and now on the earth kind of destiny, but he's given us an eternal destiny, meaning that we in Christ Jesus have an endless life. We have an endless life. So what we do here is very, very important as to what we'll be doing throughout eternity. Because, you know, if I'm in communications here, who knows? I might be in communications in some kind of way in eternity. So, you know, when you actually look where you are, can realize that you are not really limited in the sense of the way that you feel limited here on earth, but you can pursue and be practical at the same time. Now,
I wanted to say that that actually your identity is a very important piece that you commit yourself to. A lot of times people fail at college, they fail at marriage, they fail at leading community because they do not know who they are. Their identity is not clear to them. And then there are some of us, we have perverse identities. We have views and ideas about ourselves that is not in line with what God intended us to be. And so this work and part of your purpose is to do the work of developing, discovering, and developing your identity so that you can walk out with accuracy the assignment that God has given you. When we begin to develop our identity, it really does help us to validate purpose, and also to validate why we love to do the things that we do. Can you talk to us, Ella, about how vision actually triggers our passions and our love, our instinct? You know, this is very important. It's a real sign to our purpose, the things that we really, really love to do. If nobody ever paid us, it really is a dynamic destiny sign pointing us to what God originally intended us to do. So can you talk to us about this connection that that vision has with our passion and the things that we love to do?
Oh, definitely. You know, vision actually causes you to move with passion. Vision is the stimulator, let's say stimulator, the stimulant for passion. Without the vision, there is no passion. In other words, you can't do anything of significance without some passion. I mean, you can go through the motions.
Yes.
You can work a job and punch the clock. We're not talking about that. We're talking about something
mm-hmm.
much more profound, much more meaningful than that. And so, you know, I think the three questions, and what I'm going over, some of this is in my chapter in the book, Destiny on the Other
mm-hmm.
Side of. And so the reason why I did put all those in, because it's good information that you can follow and actually begin to unravel, line that leads
mm-hmm.
to where you need to go. And so, you know,
mm-hmm.
to better get to your true vision, you want to know, what do I want to do with my life? You know, what do you really want to do with your life? And now that can be distorted
mm-hmm.
because of all of the media and all this that you see, what you think success is. And sometimes success is not what you think it is. And, you know, a lot of the young children I talk to, they want to be basketball stars. They want to be rap artists. But, you know, they don't really know what all that entails. And some of them just have
mm-hmm.
not. Some of them are supposed to be scientists, you know, but, you know, you won't know this if you've been inundated with a whole lot of sports, or you've been in, there's nothing wrong with sports. Some of us are designed to play sports and to do physical kind of things, and it's a lot of mental and discipline that's necessary for that. But, you know,
yeah.
we've...
Yeah. Well, Proverbs... 18:16 says a man's gift brings him before great men. And I've seen this, that the capacity of one's gift opens up doors for you. It puts the right people at the right time and the right places in your space that God wants to use. God has called and commissioned people into your life and your space to fulfill your vision and your purpose and the assignment that God has given you. And so, Ella, give us a couple of strategies about how do we actually stir up the gift. Because sometimes our gifts lie simply dormant in us because of our lack of knowledge, because of our traumas that we have gone through. And many people are going through trauma right now with what's happening in the atmosphere with COVID-19. This, in a lot of ways, will cause people to shut down. But what God wants us to do is not to shut down. God wants us to stir up, because we are a solution for what's happening in the ecosystem of the kingdoms that are in the earth. Everywhere, everyone, no matter how high you are, how low you are in your station in life, everyone, we are being challenged by this test that is in the globe right now. And the question is, what will we use our gifts for to bring a solution? So talk to us, Ella, about some of the really good strategies that you've learned through your work to stir up what is within, so that you can walk in the power and the dominion that God's ordained for you.
Well, you know, a good fire up under you always is, you know what you would want to do. You know you want to be successful. I don't think there's not any person that wants to be a failure or consider themselves a failure. And so, you know, when
mm-hmm.
you stop and think about, when you look at all around you and you see, you know, that you could go into a really horrible situation by making wrong decisions, or you can go into a very enlightened situation and a very prosperous situation by
mm-hmm.
good decisions. And so what you want to do, I think, first and foremost, is to really look, you know, the Word of God, this is what I use, to as a gauge. It's kind of a way to measure, you know, if you're on track or not. And so if you use the Word of God, because God wants us to pursue our purpose. He wants us to pursue vision. That's why he puts it in the Word, and he wants us
mm-hmm.
to be happy and successful. It is his good pleasure
mm-hmm.
to give us the kingdom,
mm-hmm.
and he says the kingdom
mm-hmm.
is righteousness,
yes.
peace, and joy in the Holy Spirit. So he wants us to have great equilibrium, to have balance in our life, but he also wants us to walk in faith, meaning, and this is where we have a little bit of a problem, all of us, is that, you know, we want everything to be right before us. We don't want to have to walk and not know what's going to happen. We don't want to take risk. And you cannot excel without walking in some faith. I mean, even when you get in the car to drive, that takes some faith. And so you're going to have to apply that also in other facets of your life, that you are going to have to use faith, and that faith is what's going to actually give you the fuel to be able to move with your vision. So faith fuels. But even in faith, faith means does not fuel it right if it's not drenched in love. And so love is, when we say love, I don't mean that mushy kind of love. I mean your motive for doing something needs to be, your motive, you know, has to be pure. You know, are you pursuing this because you saw somebody else and you wanted to emulate them and just be just like them? You can't be just like somebody, okay? You are, they call it a brand. You are your own brand. There's no one else like you. And so even if you did do the same thing, you're not going to do it the same way. And so you have determined in your mind and heart that you want to be who you are and to pursue the vision that God has for you. Now, does this mean that you can't work with other people who have vision? Now, this is an issue, especially in the church, and I'm going to say it now. In the church, people can sit and not, I mean, they can be doing a lot of stuff. They can be very busy, but not pursuing the vision they're supposed to be pursuing. Now, the pastor or the apostle or whoever's over that church can have a vision, and you can lock into that vision. But that vision has to be able to encompass all the other visions of the people that's in that church. And that is really a powerful piece because, and I'm gonna do some more writing on that, but it's how we work vision together. You know, we can have a dominant vision in a particular entity, a church or a business or a corporation or an organization, but then everyone should be.
Now that's really solid because we have actually talked about discovering our own identity. And now, Ella, we have crossed over in a conversation with talking about how do we identify the people that our vision and our purpose and our vision that was invested in us by God, how do we identify who they are? Because this is a factor that our vision and our purposes aren't for primarily for consumption, but they're for investment in the lives of others. So how is it that vision influences and shapes who we do our purpose and our passion for? I believe this is really essential for those of us that are ready to pivot from just dreaming to those that are actually ready to start to visionize. How do we not only discover our identity, but how do we recognize the identity of those that we are called? Jesus talked about this, about not casting his pearl on swine. So people who are just people may not be the people that God has designed us for, but who is it or how is it that we're able to identify the people group that God's called us to make our investments in for purpose and for vision?
Well, you know, that goes back to, you know, your identity as well. You know, what if you are, I would say it like this, if you are a person that, let's say you are a prophet or you are an evangelist or whatever, we're talking in terms of church, or let's say you are a finance or whatever.
You're educated.
You know, you have to, there's something, there's a connection that takes place. There's a heart connection. Let me go there because there's a heart connection. when you mm-hmm. meet people and you there's a destiny or even a time span that you're going to spend with them, working with them, and there's a connection that takes place. Now, when that connection takes place, it is something that you're gravitating toward, that you are interested. There's interest. There is an attraction to that particular organization, that particular person, that particular leader. There's a gravitation toward it. There's a camaraderie of thinking. In other words, you know, you actually, you know, you have that same kind of thought pattern about things and about life and so yes. forth. And so there yes. are different things that you can measure that by. But no matter how hard we measure, sometimes in life we have people or entities in life for a season. Other times we have them for a complete lifetime. And that all depends on growth patterns. If you grow, you can outgrow something, and something can outgrow you, okay? And so, you know, we don't want to hold the key is freedom and peace and love. When love is the motivating factor, then you can make transition without animosity, without anger, without anything else. Because if you purely love people, I mean, you got to really love people. And God requires this of us. So if you're not loving, you really got to go back to God and say, help me to love everybody. Because this is really what he wants.
Well, I've actually seen the power of synergy, where you are drawn to people and people are drawn to you across cultural lines, national lines, economic lines, educational lines. There are people that are naturally attracted unto your mantle and who you are, and they give you freedom to be who you are. They stir up the creativity that God has given you to be, do, and have what God has destined for you. Saints, thank you for your time, for tuning in to this particular session of the Voice of Destiny show. I'm hopeful that many of you are actually discerning purpose and discerning vision and discerning passion about what God would have you to do in these times. And even in these times, that we are being tested, no matter what our faith is, no matter what our circumstances are. As a nation, we're being tested. And I got to tell you that there's something really good that's going to happen for all of us on the other side of this. And we encourage each of you to plead the blood, but also to plead common sense and practice all the health sciences that God has given man in the earth to protect us from this dangerous illness that has invaded the nations. But I got to tell you not to be afraid. God has not given you the spirit of fear, but power, love, and a sound mind. He's given you the tools to take dominion over the circumstances and to walk into what God has called for you. Remember, God has set you in the body for a purpose. Be the member of the body God has called you to be. Pray for your family, your friends, and your loved ones, and walk in the true integrity that God has in store for you. Be blessed, and remember, today is a great day because this is the day the Lord has absolutely made for you.
You've been listening to the Voice of Destiny show with your host, Pastor Daniel Huff. Remember, kingdom information and revelation is power to be, do, and have everything God has destined for you. For more information about Voice of Destiny or to order copies of today's program, visit voiceofdestiny.org. That's voiceofdestiny.org. And become a fan on Facebook or follow us at Twitter under the name of The VOD Show.
Well, Ella, that was really good.
I didn't realize. I was like, oh, my God, we're over time. We went a little bit over.
We're over time. Actually, we have the freedom to go 45 minutes in. But I thought that was a good place to stop.
It was.
To give our listeners a clarity about the nature of vision, especially at times like this. So, and thank you for stepping in for Paul. You know, he just got back from South Africa. He's been called
back
he's
safely.
He was in South Africa when the President of the United States put a shutdown on travel.
Wow.
And so his flight got delayed for 4 hours, and he was on the phone for 4 hours trying to get back, and he finally was able to get back here. But his impartation that he was able to get when he was there was incredible. He did work in the Philippines. Now he's doing work in South Africa. He's being called to these developing communities that want to understand what the apostolic is all about. So he had like an emergency that prevented him from being able to lock in. But thank God for him. But hey, great impartation. Great impartation. I believe people are going to be scared. And it's going to build.
You know, we did good just to cover what we did. I think that I think people will receive a blessing out of it. I did promote the book. You know, I was trying to say something.
I saw that. You're a very disciplined publisher. You take care of that.
When they look at Destiny, the other side, also it's on the Facebook page too. And so I put it on my Facebook page, then promotion, so they'll see that book cover, and then I can go back and put some more in there. But that's very good. Very good. All right.
Hey, thank you very much, and I'll reach back to you. I got to go back to the 9-to-5 window. But hey, this is what we do. We are the oracles that God's given to the body, and we have to do what we do with the passion that He's given us. So you be blessed, and I'll talk with you later.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.